Podtacular Customs and Call-Ins, episode 32, for the week of November 20th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Welcome back to Podtacular, you know, the official Halo 2 podcast. Hoping you can level up and stay there. This is our Custom Call-Ins show. Oh, yeah, by the way, my name is Spellcheck.
And I'm Fumu Jive. And we're here to bring you guys this time some great custom games and talk about some Tales from the Foxhole, some call-ins, segments, all kinds of cool stuff. So let's get started.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's see. Go for it.
Yeah, first one comes, it's called Seen But Not Heard. It's from the 2 cheat. It's based on Slayer. There's no shields, no motion tracker, snipers only. It's best played on Backwash. It's one person is it, and it has sneak into the main tower structure, grab the camo, sneak out without being shot, and everyone's perched somewhere on the outside of the middle. Once everyone else picks a spot, they can't move until the next round. These people are trying to prevent it from getting in and out. It's good for a middle-sized group, but you can increase or decrease the amount of people as necessary.
Sounds pretty cool. Kind of like a Juggernaut game there. Okay, on to one called Russian Roulette by GamePro 330. And this one is best played with 5 to 7 players on any map. There are grenades, extra damage, no radar, standard shields, and only magnums on the map. Everybody starts with a magnum. And there is one person that goes into the center of the map. The rest of the players meet in a room where the single player can't see them. Everybody in the group of players aims at the wall and empties their guns of all ammo except for one. This one player keeps 2 shots. Nobody picks up any ammo on the map yet. The group of players that's there then goes to the center of the map and surrounds the single player. A player chooses one player by walking up to them. If he chooses one of the players without ammo, he lives. If he chooses the player with ammo, he dies. Just like in Russian Roulette. After that, the game can either be started over with a different chooser, or the game can be turned into a Magnum Slayer game to 50. Pretty cool. That's a neat idea.
Yeah, it sounds kind of complex, though. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not catching on.
A lot of work for only being able to do that once, but nonetheless, sounds pretty cool anyway.
All right, this one comes from Nick of Time. It's called Clue Killer. It's an oddball game type. Starting weapons are sword, plasma pistol, to discourage long-range killing. Grenades are off. No weapons on map. The person with the oddball runs faster, has overshield, ball damage set to massive. Everyone, score to win is unlimited. Everyone has 1 life. 6 to 10 players only played on lockout. Here are the rules. Make sure you have a group of people who are trustworthy and willing to hand over party leader. Then, before the game, the party leader sends a blank message to 1 people in the party. That person is the killer. You start the leader. The party leader is kind of the rule keeper, but we call him the savior. He grabs the balls, goes to the green room. As soon as the savior is in the green room, the game begins. The killer has to kill up people without being noticed. If someone notices the killer killing someone, they go to the savior in the green room and tell the savior the name. If they're right, they get to get out of the attempt to kill the killer. If they're wrong, the savior gets to kill them to prevent further guesses. Make sure, you know, people don't give away the killer's identity when they die. If they do, boot. The only reason you should be in the green room is if you have the answer. Camping in the green room is not allowed. If someone camps in the green room, the savior kills them. The game ends when either the killer has either killed everyone but the savior, or if one person has guessed the killer correctly and has been given permission by the savior to kill him and successfully does. If the killer falls off the edge, game to draw, the savior starts the game with a new killer. After the killer has been determined, the savior ends the game and gives party leader to the winner, who is now the savior. Rinse and repeat. That sounds really cool.
It does sound very cool. It's a little bit complex with all these rules, but really it's not as crazy as it seems, I think. It's kind of like Clue. You have to find out who the killer is.
I like it.
Yeah, so the killer, of course, has to kill people without other people noticing. Mm-hmm. Tricky. Okay, we got one from Fartin Spartan. And he's got one called the Alamo. And let's see, he says, to get the most out of this game, you need 16 people. It's a capture the flag, one flag game on Terminal. Weapons are default, no radar, normal shields, and default vehicles. So here's the way this works. The Alamo is the car repair shop. Make sure the flag is there before you start the game. And four players are the Americans. They can't leave the Alamo, and they must make sure the flag doesn't leave the garage. If it does, game over. Everyone else is the Mexicans. And, okay. And they have to get into the Alamo.
I think it's kind of funny, like everyone's got names. You can't be... They can't be the bad guys. Maybe Mexicans specifically. I don't know.
Yeah. So, they have to get into the Alamo and get the flag outside the base. Here's the fun part. Everyone in the Alamo gets the power weapons, rockets, sword, shoddy, sniper, and the rest get SMGs and the tank. Interesting.
Yeah, it does. That's pretty interesting. And this one, Stave and Pain. It's an awesome custom game, he claims. It's called Campaign. Okay, just before you log on to Xbox Live, select Campaign.
Oh.
Yeah. My problem is you can't get two people in there when you're on Xbox Live. You can only do a split screen.
Don't they have bots in there and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Big That's levels, cool. too, I hear.
But, like, you can't... Sometimes you're the Arbiter, and sometimes you're not. You know that guy, the Covenant guy?
Huh.
You don't get to pick. It picks automatically depending on what map. It's kind of weird.
Let's see. Nice. Okay, well, I'll have to try that. This campaign newfangled thing sounds pretty cool.
Or Campagan or whatever. How are you saying?
Yeah, he likes spelled it wrong. Campagian.
Campagan.
Nice. Campagan. Pretty good game.
All right. Well, we're going to introduce a little new segment, you know? Fumo Jives has an idea for a new segment. It's called Tales from the Foxhole.
Yeah. And it's talking about just all kinds of different things people run into. And the first thing we kind of asked for suggestions on is people sending in, like, the funniest gamer tags they ran into. In fact, let's see here. We got a whole bunch of them that people sent in. There's some pretty funny stuff. Rosanian actually suggested this, so however the heck you pronounce that. He says his gamer tag is Rossanian. I think that's the correct way, but he says he's gotten Roseanne, Robitussin, Revolution, and even Renaissance.
Renaissance.
WTF. yeah, Renaissance Knights.
Shardy, which is SH4RDY. It's not Shifordy or Shady. you know, yeah, really. Like, and this is not sharded or anything like that. It's shardy, and he says people get that one butchered it all the time. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, totally. also got one from Inverse Logic. He said the weirdest gamer tag he's ever seen was Raging Goat Boy.
Ooh.
He said it didn't seem weird until he heard the sound of a goat moaning on the microphone.
Yeah, it's like that doesn't sound that bad till.
Yeah. I don't know what a goat moaning sounds like, but that would be weird. He said the funniest one he's seen is Eater of Tacos. It's pretty cool too. What else we got here?
Sad. Anyways, Feel the Thunder. He says he's worried that this gamer tag feel he hasn't been on since like Black Arrow came out, but the funniest character he's saying was, I touch gerbils.
That's sick, man. Crazy. Well, also got one from Nick of Time. Once he played with this guy, and his gamer tag was, Eat My Poop Shoot. He almost died of laughter every time he killed him.
Alright, let's see. Got one here from JVB says he's just seen some. One is very worried turd. Naming bag of poo. Those are some of the fun ones you've seen. You know.
And
why
we got
people think normal names.
Yeah, really? No one sent in from Quality Jeverage. He sent in a story here. He said funniest game on Xbox Live was in his first week playing online. It was in Mech Assault, and they were playing a CTF game. Here we are in Mech Assault, moving from Battlefield 2 over to Mech Assault now. But anyway, one of his teammates was going in to yell base rush their butts, but mistakenly yelled butt rush the base. The whole team exploded into laughter, and the rest of the game was spent rushing the enemy's base, this plan with every person on the team repeatedly screaming, butt rush the base! Hilarious.
That's even a good tactic for Halo 2. Go butt rush the base.
Butt rush the base, everyone, butt rush it! Pretty cool, okay. Pretty cool.
All right, this is the part of the show where you can get really involved. You can even send us, you know, your segments and voicemails by calling our listener voicemail number 206-888-HALO. It's 206-888-4256. You can get that, or you can email a MP3 file of you playing your guitar, singing about us, or Halo, or you can, do that kind of fun junk. So
yeah,
you can send those to podtacular@gmail.com.
That's right. So let's get into some of those voicemails, and here we are.
Segments and voicemails.
Yeah, Podtacular, this is why we like you guys. Rock on.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Alrighty, guys, let's see. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Alright. Voicemail Louis is going to go to Kanetakia
because he told me how to pronounce his name finally.
Alright, thanks, Kanetakia. You know. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. You know, about to say that.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Kanetakia. Right now it's 5 o'clock in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I am standing in line for the Xbox 360 Premium.
Lucky?
Give me a shout-out, and good luck to y'all who ain't standing in line. See you later, guys.
Hey, this is TBS. What's
that, your rules?
Yo, I'm new and everything. I was just wondering if Bungie can make the Warthogs more realistic, like, because we play Warthog Wars a lot. Shut up, PDS. I was just wondering if they can make it more realistic because we play Hogwarts a lot, and like if you hit someone in the back, they don't spin out. I was just wondering, you know, if you could, you know, if you have hookups or anything.
No hookups.
You know, like, ask them about that. You know, like have them spin out or something like that. All right, see you later.
Hey guys, Podtacular. This is ShadowFox37. No gamer tags since I don't have an Xbox Live account or an Xbox for that matter.
A double O.
I thought I might want to share a hacker story with you guys since I hear it's a really big thing in Halo 2 these days. It was in this 2D PC game called Soldat. Soldat. You guys should play
that
sometimes.
It's fun.
Sometimes. It's pretty fun. Check it out. So anyway, one day this hacker joined my team in a CTF game. So we couldn't ban him since he had hacks, and he could like teleport anywhere. And so of course, what he naturally did was teleport to the other team's base, take their flag, teleport back, and just do it again. So eventually, at some point, I got so annoyed with him, I found him, I tracked him down, and I just started attacking him.
Wait a while.
Again and again and again.
Way.
Because by default in the game, the team killing is off. So I found him and I kept attacking him again and again and again. So, of course, this would be extremely annoying because he couldn't attack while he was dead. For some apparent reason or the other, because he was dead and he can't teleport a dead body.
He couldn't make himself
perfect. He got so annoyed, he just left.
Good for
you. Just like that.
Good for you.
So I thought this might be an interesting pointer for you guys. If you have a hacker on your team, just find him, kill him, because usually team killing is on. Just kill him again and again and again. Eventually, he'll probably get annoyed enough that he'll leave. And if team killing is off, just find a way to annoy the crap out of him anyway.
There's only one problem with that, the whole banning system. Oh, look, this guy's killing me. I think I'll just boot him. Oh, yep, 2 kills, you're gone. Great idea, but not so much.
Alright, guys, it's ShadowFox37. Hope you guys put this on the show. I listen to you guys all the time.
Woo!
While I'm doing my homework and stuff.
Woo!
And, that's it.
Hey, this is TBS Lexigan. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you heard me or anything, but I'm in music class in the middle of school right now.
Music class?
And my friends are handling Podtacular rules. So, I was wondering if Bungie can make the Warthogs, you know, a little more realistic, because, like, you know, if you hit them in the back, you know, I would like them to spin out type of thing. So, goodbye. And that was T-Death again, so goodbye.
Hey, guys. Great shows. This is DarkStar715124.
Howdy.
Yeah. Got about 3 things for you this time. First.
3?
Yeah, last time I sent an email, you sort of sent it to have a 15-minute debate as to what my name was about. Yeah, that just used to be a screen name, and when Darkstar, and then Darkstar with a face was taken, I just got frustrated. Put in a bunch of numbers after it. Spells out gold in numbers, if anybody happened to be too curious or has no life to figure it out.
Cool.
Dude, you were doing a cool tip show about two episodes ago on Headlong. Notice you didn't mention anything about using the ghost for offensive purposes. If you take a ghost and either drive it up where the alien sniper part is, or if you so manage to get it up where the brute shot spawn is, you can drive it into the upper levels of the base and then come down on them, and they will completely be baffled, usually. You can take out their entire defensive team in one boost, and people can sweep in and either plant a bomb or take the flag or whatever the game case may be. And finally, number three, before I get too long, custom game for you.
Ooh.
Called Splinter Cell.
Ooh.
Two teams, fairly simple. Play on maps like Relic, Headlong, Waterworks, various dark or city maps. Everybody's cloaked, pistols and battle rifles, extra damage on, no shields. Pretty much give yourself as much advantages but vulnerabilities as far as health go. Just go at it. Keep on trucking. Have a great show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, this is TBS Slice again. I just want you to know that on your 1119th podcast, there's also another variant of Cat and Mouse. There's two teams, red and blue. There's only two people in the blue team with rates, and the red people can only go in the Warthogs. So the blue team are sort of like the mouse, the cat, and the red people and the mouse trying to run away. And I'm in school right now, so I gotta go. So, goodbye.
Hey, I think I was just wanted to ask you a question. During episode 27, 28, and 29, I noticed that your voice said, it sounds different. So I was just wanting to know, did you get a new mic or an update or something? Please answer this question. Thanks.
We had a JVB on that show with us, and we had Freak in a Box doing our amazing voice editing, like quite a lot of stuff. And also, you might notice that my voice sounds a little bit different right now because I don't know, because it does. And then in the morning, it's like 10:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Hey, this is TBS Life.
He keeps calling.
Just want you to know that I was sorry for all that noise in the background the other day. It just says that I was in school and I'm not supposed to have a cell phone. But anyway, I'm just wondering if Bungie or whoever makes Halo can make the Warthogs more realistic. Like if you hit the back of it and make it spin out and everything. Because it's not like that in Halo 2. So I don't know. Well, thanks anyway, boy.
Well, I'm sure glad that we have a very enthusiastic fan.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be part of the show. Email your own segment message, podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh! Ooh! Roadkill!
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
And once again, if you would like to, send some stuff like that, you can call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yeah, so get some of that stuff in there, man. Makes for a good show. We got some shout-outs here. Shout-out to Raging Fire 101 and Dr. Tom on the Podtacular 1 staff. Good job, guys.
Yeah. See what else. I want to say thanks to Jublin for moving the duplicate tips this week and doing a nice little quick grammar spell check on the pre-show notes.
Thanks, Jublain. Also, thanks to Expanded Flame for sending in fan art for our album covers this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, those have been really nice. But if you actually want to send in one, you can send those over to podart@gmail.com.
Yeah. We actually put those on the... We attach them to the MP3 file for the shows now. And we put them on podtacular.com, so...
Yeah, so...
Get some exposure for your art, man.
Exposure. And finally, we want to thank good old pal of ours, Freak in a Box. He makes our audio sound like we're amazing guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we are amazing, but it makes us sound even more amazing. So,
so modest, man.
I try.
Well, yeah, dude, thanks for him, though. He does a great job, and yeah, awesome stuff. So, guys, you can send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com. And if it's good, we'll put it on the show. Just don't send in your life story.
Please don't.
So that's it. That's the show for this time. Coming up next, we have the Podtacular update for next week, talking about lots of new stuff going on at Podtacular. There's some definitely some major changes coming along the line here. Not in the show, but in the community. So, stuff to see, like the website and things like that. So, check it out, guys.
Yeah.
Till then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spelt Check.
On fragging.
Yep, keep on fragging trucks.
Oh!
There's only one thing left to say. Dun, 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 dun.